consider that. Remember that restaurants usually have only two inspections a year, and some restaurants that have a more limited menu have only one inspection a year. So there is just a limited interaction with the restaurant inspectors, with the the restaurant owners and staff. And also, since it's always a surprise visit, the same people may not be there every time they inspect the restaurant. So that's also something to consider. But that's a good idea about changing it around a little bit, and we'll take that into consideration.
How long do you think it will take to implement all the new procedures?
Have you started? Yes, we have written the policies and procedures, and we have to train staff on them, and then we will move forward.
Did any of these, the hepatitis problem was just missed, was that part of any of the inspections at all? Is that something that was just missed, or something that just happened, is going to happen no matter what?
Right, well, hepatitis A outbreak from a restaurant food handler is bad luck for the restaurant. It may not necessarily be, it's somebody who falls ill with hepatitis A, and they're identified through our surveillance system, and if they happen to work at a restaurant, then we will conduct additional investigation. But we've had other hepatitis A outbreaks involving food handlers, and when we've done those restaurant inspections, they had great reports. So it's really bad luck.
Dr. Burstein, you mentioned that you have no evidence to suspect that any other inspector had been falsifying reports, but have you gone back and actually tested the validity of that claim?
Well, again, we have limited number of staff, and so we are putting our priorities on making sure that the inspections are done in a timely fashion, and we're adding additional policies and procedures to enhance our quality assurance to ensure that the inspections are being done and they're being done appropriately.
So at this point, you can't really validate the accuracy or validity of the other reports that have been done within your office?
Right. I mean, again, instead of taking the time to go back and confirm if those inspections were valid or not when we have no reason to suspect that they're not, we're going to pull our resources into making sure that the new inspections are being done in a timely fashion and that additional quality assurance policy procedures are put in place to ensure that the inspections are being done and that they're being done appropriately.
Can you also qualify an 8% lag time? Is that standard, or how does that fall within the state?
I'm not sure how it... No? I guess the 8% lag time with restaurant inspections is more than typically other counties have.
So it's higher?
Right.
Could you clarify the surprise field visits by the supervisors? Is that for the inspectors themselves or whatever the building is?
So, those would be re-inspections. So the supervisors would go to a facility that has been inspected to, just to ensure that everything was done appropriately. Albeit, the inspection is documenting the the state of the restaurant at each individual point in time, so that can change, and so there may not be consistent results between the original inspection and what the supervisor finds. I mean, hopefully they'll find that all the violations have been corrected and there won't be any more violations. I mean, that's what we're hoping. But we are those will all be surprise visits. In addition, the inspectors will do calls to a randomly selected number of restaurants to ascertain the owners or the person involved with the inspection, their perception of the quality of the inspection and if the policies and procedures were done appropriately, and including that the inspector explained what the violations were that they identified and how to correct them.
Is there a quota for inspectors when they visit these places? You mentioned 6 for a lot of people, but only 2 for Mr. Bean that he was doing in recent months.
Right. There's no particular quota, although the expectation, because of, we know what the norm is about five or six a day, and so we find that somebody is dropping below that. We investigate, we bring the sanitarian in, and we ask why this may happen, and we give recommendations about how to improve productivity. So that's, that was caught through our current quality assurance process.
Is that something then that you think should become a mandate, that there should be a quota of five per day, four per day even?
Well, I mean, I think that's hard to say because each inspection is different. I mean, there could be a restaurant that has many violations, and they could be critical violations, and the inspector is not going to leave before many of those corrections violations are corrected, and so that can take time. So, again, it's we're looking at the overall average to really assess productivity.
Can you kind of elaborate? We don't know what Mr. Bean was doing on county time, but yet he was submitting mileage reports, I assume, correct?
I'm not sure. Sorry? Oh, so Mr. Bean did not submit mileage reports for November or December.
So was that at all suspicious?
Yes, that is suspicious. I mean, sometimes inspectors can be late in submitting their mileage reports. So after a period of time, putting together the picture that, increased our suspicion.
But he had been reimbursed prior to November and December, when I assume he did submit those reports, and we still don't really even know if those reports were accurate or valid.
Right. However, we did see a fall in productivity in the fall. So we were assuming that there was a problem began after Mr. Bean was counseled about the drop in productivity, and then all of a sudden increased the number of submitted reports.
Is there any evidence to believe that any of the restaurant or establishment owners were kind of making it worth his while to file a false report, or this is just an inspector that was just getting lazy?
Well, we currently do not have evidence of that, but the DA is investigating this case.